What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so at long last, I am rocking with a new microphone. So hopefully the audio is coming at you much crisper and clearer and much better. And for those of you who have listened to the first 40 plus so episodes so far, and if you have just finished listening to the first 40 plus episodes so far, thank you so much for bearing with me and powering through the early days of the podcast. And hopefully this audio is much better. Let me know what you guys think of the new setup. Okay, so today we are going to do an episode discussing an AI software tool that, if you are following the AI community like I am, you have likely heard of before, and that is 11 Labs. 11 Labs is a software company that basically seeks to create superior natural sounding speech synthesis, basically creating voiceover and using deep learning and machine learning and AI models to create a bunch of generative voice tools and technologies. That's what we're going to touch on. A lot of cool features in 11 Labs. 11 Labs was founded in 2022 by Matti Staniszewski and Piotr Dabkowski. Again, as always, I apologize about my pronunciation if it's incorrect. And right here on the 11 Labs website, it says that their mission is to make content universally accessible in any language and in any voice. And in that effort, they offer some really powerful features like text-to-speech synthesis, speech-to-speech synthesis, dubbing for your videos, text-to-sound effects, so you can generate sound effects based on your descriptions, and voice cloning, all of which we'll touch on here today in our episode. So I think what I'll do today is kind of take you through the platform, and we will demo and test all these features that we talked about. I have a creator membership. There are a variety of tiers. There's a free membership, of course. It looks like you get about 10,000 character quota on the free version. They have a starter version at $5 a month, a creator version at $22 a month. And it looks like right now, anyway, there's a 50% discount on that. So definitely hop on and grab that if you're interested in trying out 11 Labs. And I'm telling you, it's so cool. I could have spent all day toying and experimenting with some of the features. They also have a pro tier at $99 per month and a scale tier at $330 per month. And it looks like you can pay annually as well, and you might get the first 2 months free if you go annually. And of course, as we're going through the tools and features here, we'll talk a little bit about how we can use them in our marketing strategies and our marketing tactics. But they give you that checklist to basically help introduce you to the tool, take you through each of the features. The first one is to generate speech from text, their basic feature. It reads, "Unleash the power of our cutting-edge technology to generate realistic, captivating speech in a wide range of languages." The second onboarding item is to transform your voice. Quote, "Create speech by combining the style and content of an audio file you upload with a voice of your choice." The third step is to find the perfect voice. It says you can explore their vast collection of unique digital voices to find the perfect one for your needs. And we'll touch on the voice library. It's one of the coolest features of the tool, I think. There's just a ton of user-generated, by the looks of it, voices that are super specific, super unique. And I really think it's really cool. You can even use some iconic voices in their reader app, which basically will just narrate to you any PDF or documents or anything you'd like it to read. And you can do voices like Judy Garland, I believe, is on there. I think Burt Reynolds was another voice that was up there. Anyway, lots of cool features, like I said. The next option in the checklist here is to design an entirely new voice. And the tagline for that one says that you can leverage, again, their AI to design entirely new synthetic voices from scratch. And then the last option here, well, the second to the last option, I guess, is to dub a video. The last one is to join the 11 Labs affiliate program. I'll let you decide if you want to do that or not. It is certainly an amazing tool. And judging from some of the use cases I am going to cover in our episode here, I think I might have to join the affiliate program myself. Anyway. So like I said, I think what I'll do is I'll just take you through each of these steps together here. And we can get a sense of how the tool works. After that, I will just hop through a couple of the other features in the platform that they don't necessarily cover in that checklist or in the basic items, just to check those out as well. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and share my screen one moment here. Okay, so what we should be seeing now, or what you should be seeing, is just the dashboard for the tool for 11 Labs. It takes you by default to their speech synthesis tool. And for those of you not watching on video, I'll just do my best to kind of walk through what we're doing here. The little tagline on their speech synthesis tool is unleash the power of our cutting edge technology to generate realistic, captivating speech in a wide range of languages. You have an option to do text to speech or speech to speech. And then there is a simple and an advanced interface here. The simple is just the text box to enter in your speech. The advanced is the text box along with the settings for the speech synthesis. So I'll just run through these settings really quickly. There's the model that you want to use when you're generating your speech. The default one is 11 Multilingual V2. And on the tool here, it says it's their state-of-the-art multilingual speech synthesis model, and it's able to generate lifelike speech in 29 languages. So that's super awesome. The other models are V1 of that, 11 Multilingual, 11 English V1, and that one's described as their standard English language model to generate speech in a variety of voices, styles, and moods. And then there's something called 11 Turbo V2, which is their cutting-edge turbo model, and this, again, quoting from the tool here, and it's ideally suited for tasks demanding extremely low latency. So I'm guessing some high processing requirement tasks, dealing with some large, long form audio, like a podcast or something like that, for instance. And if you really need the optimum processing power of 11 Turbo, maybe doing something like real time translation or something like that. Okay, so let's go back to just the simple tool here. And the speech that I'm going to have it generate is just our little intro. So one moment here while I grab that. I had it copied to the clipboard, and of course now it's gone. And I'll forgive you if you don't have our intro memorized here to the show. But for those of you who don't, it's what's up, everybody. Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So that's the text I've entered in their text-to-speech tool here. And then once you've entered the speech, you can select the voice that you want. There's the recently used voices that I've had. There's their pre-made collection of voices, which is just a long list of first names, essentially, of different personas and voices that they have pre-made for you here. Then there is a section for professional. And this is a voice or voices that I've grabbed from like the library that I've built or incorporated into my voice lab. This is the library that I was talking about earlier, and we'll jump over there in a second and check out that library. I grabbed one that was called Kurt, a Midwestern cosmic storyteller, and I've renamed that voice in my little lab here in our speech synthesis tool. I've renamed that voice Digital Pop Storyteller. And then I've created another voice, and there's another section of voices here that you can select for cloned. And I've done the instant voice cloning, but they also have a professional voice cloning. And I can't wait to do that. The thing is, it looks like it estimates that it takes about 2 to 6 hours, and you need some longer form audio to input, like a 30-minute plus piece of audio. So I think I'll probably just take the raw cut of our audio for this episode, which will definitely be our longest episode by far. And I think what I'll try and do is I'll generate a professional clone and maybe do an entire episode using that clone. But for now, I've done the instant voice cloning, and what you can do there, and we'll walk through the process, is just submit a few, up to 25 actually, samples of short form audio that will be used to train this clone. So I've done that with a few pieces of audio, and I've created our digital pop clone here. But let's start with reading our little intro with one of the pre-made voices here. I'm going to go with Adam, just the first one, and we'll see what it sounds like. Actually, before I do that, I forgot. Again, this is like the third time I've tried recording this podcast, just to let you behind the curtain a little bit. There's been some audio issues. But I have forgotten to mention these other settings after going through the models on each of those recordings. So the first one is stability. And I'm going to just go through and read right from the documents on the 11 Labs website. for each of these. The stability slider determines how stable the voice is and the randomness between each generation. Lowering the slider introduces a broader emotional range for the voice. As mentioned before, this is also influenced heavily by the original voice. Setting the slider too low may result in odd performances that are overly random and cause the character to speak too quickly. On the other hand, setting it too high can lead to a monotonous voice with limited emotion. So for that stability, it looks like we have a default of 60%. For similarity, we have a default of 45% on the low end of low to high. And similarity here on their website or on the documents is described as the slider that dictates how closely the AI should adhere to the original voice when attempting to replicate it. If the original audio is of poor quality and the similarity slider is set too high, the AI may reproduce artifacts or background noise when trying to mimic the voice if those were present in the original recording. Okay, so that slider is going to basically tell the model how strictly it should try and adhere to the original voice in its replication. They have style exaggeration, which is set to 0% by default. And on the documents here, that's given a little bit of a description. It says, with the introduction of the newer models, we also added a style exaggeration setting. This setting attempts to amplify the style of the original speaker. It does consume additional computational resources and might increase latency if set to anything other than zero. It's important to note that using this setting has shown to make the model slightly less stable as it strives to emphasize and imitate the style of the original voice. In general, we recommend keeping this setting at zero at all times, which I'm kind of curious why they really have it in there if it's recommended being kept at zero. But maybe because of the next little button that you can click here, which is called the speaker boost, which is essentially accomplishing the same thing. And like they say in their document here, it's kind of self-explanatory. Quote unquote, it boosts the similarity to the original speaker. However, using this setting requires slightly higher computational load, increasing latency, and the differences introduced by this setting are generally rather subtle. So sounds like maybe more subtle of style exaggeration. It's kind of maybe what they imagined style exaggeration should be. And it is checked, clicked on by default. Okay, so now that we know each of those settings, let's do our first generation of this voice. We'll again use the voice Adam from their pre-made library and see what it does with our intro to our podcast here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing.
Okay, so you heard it right there for yourself. I think it's a little robotic, a little high-pitched, and like I said, maybe a little too monotone, but not too bad. Let's try adjusting the settings a little bit and seeing if we can get it a little more natural sounding. So for stability, I think I'm going to make it more stable. A little bit less stable. Let's bring the stability down from 60 to 45%. And let's bring the similarity to the original voice a little bit higher and see what that does for our speech. So let's go ahead and generate using those settings.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing.
Okay, so we only slightly adjusted the settings there, and I do like it a little bit better already. It's got a little bit more natural flow and intonation to the language. Okay, now let's try using our other voices that we created. Let's try our digital pop storyteller, which was, again, based off of a Midwestern cosmic storyteller character, upbeat and very animated. So let's just play you a little sample of what that original voice sounds like, and then we'll apply it to our intro.
If there is no struggle, there is no progress.
So a little bit slower, like I said, a softer voice, kind of like a storyteller is the goal there, and Midwestern in the dialect, if you will, according to the description that I grabbed from the library, and we'll take a peek at that in a second. So let's see what our digital pop storyteller makes of our intro here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing.
Okay, I like it. I think it's an improvement yet again as we iterate here. And again, those voices in the library, as you'll see, are much more unique and high quality, I think, than maybe their pre-made voices. And you'll see what I mean when we get there. And then lastly, let's go with the digital pop clone voice that I created. And again, we'll walk through the steps of creating that in a second. But this is meant to kind of replicate my voice. It was built with only 3 samples in the interest of time. And again, I'm looking forward to doing the professional version and seeing what we can do with that. But let's try this instant voice cloning version on our intro here and see, and you guys can help me judge if it sounds like me when I say it. So let's go ahead and generate.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing.
Okay. I don't think it's that bad, to be honest. I know we're typically not too good at judging our own voices, I don't think, but I can hear a little bit of my tone and style in there for sure. I think I can see what it's trying to do. Let me know if you feel the same way. And I think with a little bit of tweaking and with a lot more sample and fine tuning in like the professional version, I think it's really close to being there. I intended to demo the speech-to-speech feature here for you too, but we're having some technical difficulties, I guess, with the model right now. I'm trying to just record a little bit of audio and use one of the pre-made voices to generate the speech for that audio. And I was able to do it in some past episodes, but not this time around. So definitely hop into 11 Labs, get one of the free accounts, try that speech-to-speech tool. In the interest of getting this episode recorded, I will have to follow up maybe in a following episode, maybe tomorrow's episode, and try and demo again the speech-to-speech tool after some troubleshooting. But now that we've covered kind of the core function of 11 Labs, let's just hop quickly through the additional features. So next on their tab here on the left side of the screen is voices. And you have 2 options here, my voices, which are basically the list of the pre-made voices that we talked about already, as well as any voices that you've generated, either from the library or the cloning features. And then that brings me finally to the library. And this is where we just have a ton of voices that have much more detailed, unique descriptions and intonations and tones. And if you're not on video with us today, definitely check out the voice library. We have things like Archie, the English teen youth, and they have very detailed descriptions like a young British English male voice, warm, deep and easy to understand, friendly and enthusiastic. It's great for narration and podcasts and social media such as YouTube, TikTok, Reels, and Stories. They also have Wyatt, the wise rustic cowboy. They have Kurt, the Midwestern man, the cosmic storyteller, who is that's the voice I use to generate our digital pop storyteller. They have Kayla, who's urban and casual, Isabella, a Spanish children's book narrator. So just a ton of cool voices that you can use. And that's just from the weekly top picks. They also categorize the library into like different types of voices, like narrative and story, conversational, characters and animation, social media, informative and educational, which is one that I'll definitely have to check out for our marketing uses. So let's just play a couple of samples for you. So Archie, for instance, that English teen youth.
Hi there, I'm Archie. If you're after a young, energetic, and authentic British teen voice, then I'm here to help.
Or how about Wyatt, the wise rustic cowboy?
Just because it happened what seems like a lifetime ago, that doesn't mean that ripples are not felt down to this day. Actions have consequences.
So as you can hear, these voices are quite a bit more realistic, more human, and much more useful if you're trying to do some audio production or video production using these voices. moving on here, we have their sound effects tool, which is really, really cool. I was toying around with it a little bit earlier, and I was trying to develop something to go along with our theme of our cosmic navigator. In the intro of our videos, we have his little spaceship flying through space. So I asked it to generate a sound effect of a spaceship soaring past planets in outer space. And so let's see what it does with that. And what it should do here is bring several generations, 4 of them, I believe. All right. So we have generation 1. Let's see what that sounds like. So not bad there. Generation 2. Also not bad. Generation 3. I think that's the one I probably like the best so far. And then lastly, Generation 4. So I think Generation 3 there is probably my favorite and might be usable across or through one of my podcast episodes. So if you need a custom sound effect to use throughout a podcast episode or in a video you're creating and you can't find one in the multiple libraries of sound effects out there, definitely try out this sound effect tool. You know, get detailed with your prompt. Looks like you have 200 or so characters that you can use. And I'm sure that you'll be able to find something just like you're looking for. So anyway, moving on, they have a project section, which they describe this as their advanced speech synthesis editor, ideal for long form content and full document conversions. So this is definitely something I'm going to be experimenting with when I try building out our fully 11 labs generated or clone voice generated episode. Definitely going to be using a project here. For those of you on video, you see a project already created here. This was a project I created using the Audio Native tool, which essentially allows you to embed some code on your website or a web page. And it's going to allow for a narrator or yourself using your advanced cloning to read through the content of that web page, which is super cool. I can't wait to show you that in a couple minutes here. And I'm definitely going to be employing that on some of the pages of my website. As far as being able to have a CEO or an executive or a thought leader read the content of a web page to your audience, I think that's a pretty awesome marketing application. Their VoiceOver Studio, which is in beta right now, again, in the goal of keeping our episode relatively digestible and short, I'm going to skip over demoing the VoiceOver Studio project. But essentially what you can do is you can upload a video and then add voiceover and sound effect to the video using this studio. So another great marketing application if you need to take a product video or something and add a voiceover to it or narration to it. Right here, you can do that right in 11 Labs as well. But Dubbing Studio, and this one is another one that I wanted to go ahead and show you. This is going to allow you to dub your existing content, video, social media, marketing, education, and dub it in multiple languages. It sounds like up to 29 different languages. You can upload a video file directly. You can link to a YouTube video, TikTok video, X, Vimeo. So tons of different ways to source your video here. You essentially give your dubbing project a name. You tell the model what the source language of it, the video is, or you can let it detect the source language. Ours is going to be English or would be English. And what I've done is I've dubbed a couple videos of our previous episode, episode 45, into Japanese. And if you'll recall, if you didn't see that episode, we talked about making a marketing comic as a marketing asset or a piece of marketing material. So let's just go ahead and quickly view that dubbed video and see how the Japanese dubbing worked. And it's just processing here really quickly. Okay, let's check it out.
皆さん元気ですか AI マーケーティングナビゲーターの新しいエピソードへようこそ。これは AI マーケーティングの覚えず変化する世界であなたの日々のコンパスです。今日は
Oh my gosh, you guys, I finally can speak Japanese. I know what it would sound like. I'm pretty impressed. I can't attest to the accuracy of the dubbing, but it's pretty smooth. It definitely kind of adopts some of my tone and intonation as far as I can tell into the dubbing. Let me know what you guys think. But again, if you're looking to produce or expand your content production to multiple languages, which is a really good way to and really fast way to increase the reach and traffic on your content, I can see this being a hugely useful tool and obviously a ton of different marketing applications. Okay, moving on. And this is another really cool tool that I wanted to show you, the Audio Native tool. And it allows you to embed a little bit of code on a page of your website or multiple pages of your website and then apply one of these voices to basically narrate the contents of that page, which is super awesome. So I've done that on our services page at thedigitalpop.com. And check that page out if you want to see this effect live. I'm just going to pull it up right now. It's already been generated, but it basically loads for a second and says that a voiceover or a narration is generating. And I believe I have applied just one of their pre-made voices, Rachel, to our voiceover for this page. But let's go ahead and play it and see what the, and you can get an idea of what the effect is. All right, so this is pretty cool, I have to say. It's basically just narrating the contents of the pages. And I can, again, I envision using the professional voice clone that I generate here in the next couple days to essentially add a narrator to my website. I really like this feature. I think this is probably the highlight feature that I found in today's episode for sure. The last tool that I wanted to touch on in our marathon episode here today was the voice isolator. So this is a little feature that whether if you're recording in a super loud area, if you're picking up dogs or babies, which has been known to occur here in this office / studio, then you can essentially just isolate your voice. If I'm ever recording on the go, I think I'll definitely have to use this. And instead of doing a demo, since you know it's nice and quiet and here in our house tonight, I'm just going to have we're going to just go through and watch the demo video that they have for us here. Essentially, if you're not watching, it's going to show a gentleman recording a podcast outside, and his friend is recording a podcast, recording some audio outside anyway, and his friend is blowing a leaf blower in his face. So I'm going to go ahead and play that video, and you can see in that video, they demo the effects of this voice isolator.
Action.
Need to remove background noise from your video? Use our new voice isolator model for crystal clear audio every time.
So pretty darn impressive, I have to say. And I'm eager to see if it works like that on one of our uploaded audios. I'll have to manufacture a nice noisy environment in one of these next episodes, and I'll try it out and get back to you guys for sure. Okay, I know that was a ton of 11 Labs goodness and content thrown at you. Let me know how you're using 11 Labs for your marketing tactics and strategies, if you are. Let me know how you're inspired to use it for your marketing tactics and strategies. We talked about, obviously, the ability to translate or dub your content into a bunch of different languages. We talked about the native audio that you can embed on your website and have yourself or your client narrate their own website. And I can think of plenty of other applications for marketing with this 11 Labs tool. Super awesome. So that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.